Chris Morgan in caretaker charge at Bramall Lane. Can you give us a reaction to that?
Well, I couldn't have anybody better regarding passion and, you know, you'll know what it takes to get the lads going. You know what you get with Chris, and that's what you want from his players. So it's, I think it's a logical step, and Kevin must have thought that that's what was needed. You know, somebody, a fresh outlook for these last few games. You know, he knows what's been going on behind the scenes, and I don't think it's a very easy decision that he's made, but, he'll be gambling on it, you know, taking him over the line.
You know Chris well. Did you always expect him to go into management one day?
He's a thoughtful lad off the field, and like I say, you get what you see with Chris. So I think it's a logical step. And only time will tell, you don't know about young managers tactically and all that, but, sometimes a fresh approach like that is surprises everybody. So you just don't know what's around the corner in football.
It's a tough situation for him, though, isn't it, with just five games and Sheffield United not in form at the moment?
Yeah, but they've still got a decent squad. I mean, they've lost... I think the goals are the problem at the minute. The goals... You know, when you lose Evans and... I can't remember what they call the other guy that went to Reading.
Nick Blackman?
Yeah, you know, when you lose that amount of goals and you lost Quinney and Loughton, who were good players, your bounce will be affected as a team, but... When you look at what there is in the league, they've still got as good a squad as anybody. So Chris has just got to get... He'll know the players inside out, and he'll have his own ideas as well. And he's just got to try and get a spark and get the heads up. They're probably a little bit down at the moment because of the mistakes the other night. But, Morgs is not one to let things dwell. He'll just get straight at it and get the players lifted. And, I think it's... I don't think they could get anybody else better than that for the short term.
Do you think it'll help, Neil, that he knows the players already?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it would be very difficult to get somebody in who didn't know the players for, five games and the playoffs. It would be asking a bit too much, really, that. So I think in that respect, it's the right decision that Kevin's made.
Do you think Kevin McCabe will look at this as in if Chris Morgan can get Sheffield United promoted, then he could be the permanent manager full-time? Is it as black and white as that, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you couldn't drop a lad if he got him promoted, could you? You'd have to give him the job.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't know whether it is the right one for the job until probably Christmas time. But, I think that the loss of form has been... probably instrumental in the decision. It can't have been easy because, with four or five games to go, it's such a fine line between, the right decision and a disaster. And you still feel that with the fans backing, it's probably because the way they lost the other night, the fans, it might have been easy to think, well, a new voice, somebody like Chris Morgan, who all the fans trust, it might just give them a lift. For those last few games and the playoffs.
Were you surprised when you heard that Danny had gone?
Yes, obviously, because of the timing of it. On the outside, you don't really know what's gone off on the inside. Danny might have been relieved. I've not spoken to Danny since I loaned him Dominic Paulian a few weeks ago. I know he was desperate to get him in there at the time, and I helped out there. So... he'll be disappointed he's not been able to, take it right the way through. And I don't think he'd have expected to leave at this stage. But you never know. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. He might have spoke to Kevin and thought it might have been as far as he could do. You just don't know.
It was a really difficult job that Danny took on. And, to get so close last season to the playoff final, to lose in a penalty shootout, to lose key players, as you've already mentioned, Neil. I mean, it was such a tough job for Danny, wasn't it?
Well, it's cruel. Football is cruel. I feel the same way myself at Leeds. You don't expect... I didn't expect to lose Snodgrass, building a team around him. And then you don't get the money to replace him, really, nowadays. So... it's hard, they've lost four or five really good players. And, likes of Evans, nothing to do with the club's fault. So it is difficult. But, I'm afraid the fans now, directors, owners, they all expect success yesterday, really. And as a manager, that's why the tenure of a manager is very, very short now.
I think there's a record number of managers and coaches have lost their jobs this year. I mean, are you surprised by anything in football anymore, Neil?
No, not at all. I mean, I do think, you know, when people talk to me about what I'm going to do next, I think there's a role between the directors or the board, the owner, and the manager. I think there's that role that I want to fill now, doing a, you know, not working 5-7 days a week, 24 hours a day, but I do think there's a role that you to liaise between those. I don't think there's many people between the manager and the owners that have a feeling for football. I think the non-football people at a lot of clubs, and the manager nowadays needs a lot of help because, you know, all this social networking and you guys, the spotlight's on them all the time, and there's very, very little respite now.
That kind of job that you're talking about there, you wouldn't be interested in doing that at Bramall Lane, would you?
Well, I think I've got to look at every offer that comes up now in the next six, you know, next few months. I don't, you know, I want to be involved. Ironically enough, I actually talked about that with Kevin when I was the manager there. I said to him, you know, let's get him up, keep him up, and then I might go upstairs. It was one of those jobs, you know, because Kevin, you know, we went back a long way, and it was always thought like I finished my career at Sheffield, really. So, but I think it is a role that's going to become important to a lot of clubs now.
That sounds like you're interested then. I think a lot of fans would love to see you back, Neil, perhaps working with Chris Morgan.
Well, I think, you know, you never say never in football. I think, you know, there's a lot of water gone under the bridge. But, you know, there's always opportunities coming up, whether it's me or somebody else. I still think there's a role there for somebody at most clubs.